You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mashakuit avantuchun hayu barzankine. Yevur vor hayrin yerkeglisvin. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 16th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Parilusneli Harinagitsner, Hagagan Radio Yamapolor, New England, the match, Kravadze, Voroshter, Pazmahazar, Hairu Yevodar Neru Gogme, Hairu Hamar, Menor Serunta, Hai Parin, Hai Hoskin, Hai Yerkin, Hajuka Gardner. Հին սերունդը գպնրզայն իր անուշիկ հիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն, արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ, իրենց օրտություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Dadi Litzes, October 16th, 1993. Today is the 29th Dadats of Anna Vartanian. October 16th, 1996. Today is the 26th Dadats of Elise Eranoshan. October 16th, 2000. Today is the 22nd anniversary of Carl Klein. October 16th, 2019. Today is the 3rd Dadats of Rose Kasparian Gazovs. October 16, 2018, today is the 4th Dadalt of Anna Dermanjan. October 16, 2014, today is the 8th Dadalt of Helen Mkhitaryan. October 16, 2020, today is the 2nd Dadalt of Paul Avedisian. October 16, 2015, today is the 7th Dadalt of Deacon Suren Meradian. October 17, 2000, Monday is the 22nd Dadalt of Jirai Jerry Meradian. October 17, 2000, Monday is the 22nd Dadalt of Kurken Khachadurian. October 17th, 2001. Monday is the 21st Dadalit of Nivart Aramian. October 17th, 2020. Monday is the 2nd Dadalit of Gerald Norigian. October 17th, 2019. Monday is the 3rd Dadalit of Suren Asadurian. October 17th, 2004. Monday is the 18th Dadalit of John Gulisarian. October 17th, 1996, Monday is the 26th Dadalit of Mirlanti Tarakshan. October 17th, 1997, Monday is the 25th Dadalit of Margaret Jaskalian. October 17th, 2013, Monday is the 9th Dadalit of Dr. Vahe Pahigyan. October 18, 2005, Tuesday is the 17th Dadalitz of Jack Jacob Oskoyan. October 18, 2016, Tuesday is the 6th Dadalitz of Susan Bogosian. October 18, 2014, Tuesday is the 8th Dadalitz of Jeanette Elizabeth Aramian. October 19, 2016, Wednesday is the 6th Dadalitz of John Mesrobian. October 19, 2016, Wednesday is the 6th Dadalitz of Leisha Bogosian Langford. October 19, 2016, Thursday is the 6th Dadalitz of John Mesrobian. October 20, 2000, Thursday is the 22nd Dadalitz of Margaret Beligian. October 20, 2020, Thursday is the 2nd Dadalitz of Stephen Barsoyan. October 21st, 2001, Friday is the 21st Dadalitz of Eddie Mechjan. October 21st, 2011, Friday is the 11th Dadalitz of Rose Krikorian. October 22nd, 2013, Friday is the 9th Dadalitz of Mark Boyajian. October 22nd, 2014, Saturday is the 8th Dadalitz of Catherine Vartian Albanese. Iveri Neru Sachemes from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin,
October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերի պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտությունով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն. Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեմի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքրածուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքնին եւ կոչելդված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
As we are in the midst of Cultural Month programming, next up we have the late Reverend Haig Donigyan with his Cultural Month message. We've been playing it a little bit, but it's so good I can't not play it every week. Most of these old tapes, they're all from my father. From 1975, these were recorded, and I have tons and tons of CDs, and it's just so nice to hear the voices of all of those people that shaped us here in Rhode Island as Armenians. So this is the late Haig Donigyan.
First of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as Cultural Month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrob through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the Queen of Translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, the Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
In the background is the Gomidas concert. That was taped in 1986. Yeah, I'm bringing out all the oldies. And with that, I have a special song to play up next. It's the Haymed, and it's in honor of the 100th birthday, would have been, of Paul Kazarian. October 14th was his birthday, and I have a recording of Paul with Mary Kazarian, the late Mary Kazarian, and his sister-in-law. And I have to say, I can remember both these wonderful people growing up in the Armenian church. Mary was secretary at St. Sahag and St. Mesrop for many, many years. And I'd always sit behind Paul and his son, Paul, in church Sunday mornings. And usually their cousin, John Kazarian, would be right there next to him if he wasn't on duty for parish council. But, you know, we honor our ancestors and we remember them. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to speak a little bit more on that in just a bit. But right now, let's listen to the late Paul Kazarian and the late Mary Kazarian singing Hi Med. With that, as we all know, October is Cultural Month, and we celebrate our culture in so many different ways. As my father expounds on it, well, used to, but it's about our music, our beautiful ancestral music that has been passed down over centuries. Right now, I want to listen to The Music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies, and this one is Volume 3, Dudur. When Noah's Ark finally came to rest on land, it was on Mount Ararat. So when God showed the land to Noah and told him to care for it and repopulate it and pledged never to destroy it, at least not by flooding, this would all have been taking place in Armenia. That is a tough act to follow. The reality of Armenian history has never been able to match its legendary beginning. It has had memorable moments, of course. In 301 AD, Armenia became the first country in the world to adopt Christianity. But less than two centuries later, the whole country was excommunicated by the Pope. It has also been a history with more than its share of tragedy and loss. Today, even famed Mount Ararat stands outside the borders of modern Armenia. And yet, the Armenians themselves have proven to be a tenacious people, stubbornly keeping alive a culture that is in some ways among the world's most ancient and sophisticated. The sacred music of Armenia, for example, may well be the world's oldest written musical tradition and its folk traditions, alive and well in the 21st century. Let's listen to a little bit of Celestial Harmonies, The Music of Armenia. going to leave this beautiful music on in the background while I highlight yesterday's bazaar. St. Varsanant Church's bazaar was held on the church grounds this year at 402 Broadway, and it was so successful. I am so happy to say it was packed. Mother Nature cooperated. It was an absolutely gorgeous day. They had tents set up, tables for eating. There were people everywhere. It was almost like two New York City blocks full of people. It was so much fun, and the food was fantastic. Tip of the hat to St. Varsanant Church. And I have to say, typically it's the older groups taking care of the food lines and cooking behind the grills. Well, this was the next generation. I was so proud of them. They did their ancestors proud. And the food was really good. I think I got one of everything. And the desserts, again, top-notch. For our non-Armenian listeners, you know, Armenians are very hospitable people. We're, you know, we put on five-course meals like it's an everyday occurrence. But we love to put on a beautiful table, and the food is fantastic. It tastes great. It's by far a wonderful experience. If you've never gone to one of these bazaars, anytime you meet an Armenian, you'll know we put out a great table, and the food is always great. So, tip of the hat to St. Varsanant Church for once again making us all proud as Armenians and really relishing our Armenian heritage. What a great, great day yesterday. If you missed it, oh well, there's always next year. But they did a great job, and it was at 402 Broadway. They made the best of it. You know, usually we're at that Rhodes on the Patuxent, which is just a phenomenal venue, but what are you going to do? They really outdid themselves, and thanks to everyone who worked it. I know they still need some help today putting things away, so if you've got a little bit more energy, head on down. But again, tip of the hat, and let's go on to some more local news. What's going on today? There's actually a luncheon going on today that you didn't need reservations for. St. Sog St. Mesrop Church Parish Council and the Women's Guild present a pasta and meatball dinner following church. Again, Parish Council and Women's Guild. Donations are greatly accepted, but no reservations were needed. And there'll be a presentation by Deacon Gaden Magardichin and Deacon Anthony Maldonado. I believe it's on their recent trip to Jerusalem. And again, that takes place today after church. Macaroni and meatball dinner. I can remember the days when H2 Iowa used to do that. Oh, the good old days. Anyways, family lunching going on today. And with that, I think, let's see. This is again the Gomidas concert. And we're going to go to Victoria Avedisian and Yahishe Manacharian up next.
Oh,
ARF Kriz Sapor Gomide celebrates the 132nd anniversary of the ARF. There will be ARF Day in Entertainment featuring Spurki Zine from Canada, Sevag Levon Never Toros. Saturday, October 22nd, 6 o'clock at St. Sag and St. Mesrob Church's Agavin Auditorium. Donation $60 for adults, $30 for children under 12. RSVP by October 8th. Call Hrag Arakelian right now. I don't know if they have any availability, but you can try. 401-484-1154. 401-484-1154. And again, congratulations to the ARF Kriz Sapor Gomide 132nd anniversary. Alrighty, and with that, we have a concert coming up on the 23rd. Let's see if I can find that. The Rhode Island Orthodox Clergy Fellowship and the Cultural Committee of St. Saga and St. Mesrob Church presents Spiritual Music Festival, featuring the choirs and soloists of the Greek Orthodox Church of Newport, the Mena Coptic Orthodox Church of Cranston, the Holy Family Coptic Orthodox Church of Attleboro, and St. Saga St. Mesrob Church. Sunday, October 23rd, 5 o'clock in the sanctuary of St. Saga St. Mesrob Church. Donations are gratefully received and there will be refreshments following. Again, this is a spiritual music festival. Sunday, October 23rd. Mark those calendars. And with that, and the Providence AYF invites all to attend the coffee hour at St. Svartsonans Church on Sunday, October 23rd. They have a very special event taking place after church. Join us for a one-hour movie. Coffee hour begins at 11:30 and the movie will start sharp at 12 o'clock. Go back almost 60 years to a basketball banquet at the 1025 Club. Oh my gosh, that is a blast from the past. Journey back to the 1970 Olympics in Montreal. How about viewing the 1973 Olympic team who competed in Toronto? Get dressed up for the V-ball at Chateau de Ville. Oh, my goodness. Watch all this at St. Svartsonans Church, Sunday, October 23rd. These videos have been compiled and will be viewed movie times at 12 o'clock after church. You'll have a great time. Make sure you mark that on your calendar. And let's see. Alrighty, up next we're going to our Sardarabad tape, and I don't know what button I'm pressing. Here we go. Asparabans. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thank you.
Minuteman, the Providence Home Minuteman, is having a costume party for Halloween. Saturday, October 29th, pizza and drinks, contests, games, and prizes. It's not just for the kids, by the way. Believe it or not, there are many adults that just love to dress up. $15 for adults, $10 for kids 12 and under. Saturday, October 29th, from 6:30 till 9:30, St. Varsanon's Church. Again, this is sponsored by the Providence Home Minutemen. Again, pizza party, costume party. You're going to have a great time. October 29th, get those costumes ready. And with that, I got to play my own music here. Yeah, I know, that's not Cultural Month programming. Oh well. This is my dance. Well, Armenian Radio Hour's dance, that is. We are celebrating our 75th anniversary. Yes, this show has been on since 1947 continuously. Dad might have missed like two shows when one radio station shut down and we had to find a new one way back when. But never missed a Sunday through snowstorms and hurricanes and you name it. This show has always been on the air. So we are celebrating 75 years of being in the Armenian Rhode Island community. Hopefully you'll party with us on November 5th. Kevork Artinian Live is going to be performing on Saturday at the Agavian Auditorium beginning at 8 o'clock Saturday, November 5th. Tickets are on sale. And I was at the bazaar yesterday putting out flyers on tables, and my phone's been ringing off the hook. So if you would like to be in attendance, please give me a call and we'll put down your reservation. If you are in advance, it's $40 per person, $75 per couple. It's $45 at the door on the day of November 5th. And it'll be a cash bar. Meze will be available. And I will make sure there is a big dance floor for all of our dancing pleasure. Kevork Artinian, let's listen to a little bit more. All right, don't call me now, but you can reach me, Sana, at 401-374-2121. Leave a message that you want tickets, your name, how many. Also, if there's a table or if you want a table. And then you can also mail me checks, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. You can also Venmo or PayPal or Zelle. Yeah, I even do that one. It's a brave new world out there. I'm up on all of it. Or if I'm not, I get a kid to help me out with it. I still am old school, by the way. But again, you can call me on the cell, 401-374-2121. If you know my email, you can text me. Whatever. Kevork Artinian Live, Saturday, November 5th, beginning at 8 o'clock, Agavian Auditorium. Get those dancing shoes ready. Alrighty, now I know this is a couple months away, but mark your calendar. St. Sig, St. Master of Church's annual bazaar. They're doing a Christmas bazaar this year. What fun. largest selection of Armenian pastries in all of New England. Now, that's a pretty big boast to be making. I don't know. We're going to have to all be in attendance to judge on that one. But as always, Armenians throw the best shindig. So make sure that you are stocking up for your freezers. I know I do. Kofte, you can't beat that on a cold winter's night. But they have all the regulars. They'll have lemejun for sale, pilaf, turshi, falafel, boreg, yalanchi, bring home. And then they'll be delivering as well. Losh kebab and shish kebab, chicken, khayma, kofte, raffles and prizes, kids activities, music and vendors. Come for lunch, dinner or takeout. And again, this is the St. Sag, St. Mesrob's annual church bazaar, December 3rd and 4th, Saturday and Sunday at the Agavan Auditorium. Mark those calendars, December 3rd and 4th. Alrighty. Alright, now we're going to go to Lucina Zakarian, who was known as the Nightingale, I think, the Nightingale of Armenia. I think that was her call line. Singing Gurung. And some birthday greetings. October 16th, Liz Sabunjin celebrating her birthday today as well. Ara Khajanyan, happy birthday. October 20th, James Dermusharyan, happy birthday to all of you. Up next, we've got Rupen Matevoshan on our, what is this, the second week of cultural programming? Hope you're enjoying it. This is Rupen Matevoshan. Alrighty, and you know, I have this other announcement. It's from the Knights of Vartan. My husband sent it to me, so I'm not sure if I'm supposed to advertise it or not, but hey, more the merrier. The Knights of Vartan Adox Lodge is doing a fundraising dinner to help support Husseini Grove. Take out and pick up. Armenian Evangelical Church is the place, 180 Oakland Avenue. They're doing a stuffed chicken pilaf and dinner. Donations are greatly appreciated. Cash or check payable to the Knights of Vartan Adox Lodge. To place your order of your wonderful chicken dinner for next Saturday, October 22nd, please call Ken Nahegan, 401-952-3388. So if you want a to-go dinner, buy the Knights of Vartan, because we know they can cook. Those men are really good. Stuffed chicken and pilaf dinner. Saturday from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the evening. You're going to drive over there, pick up your food, and bring it home and enjoy. And again, call Ken Nahegan, 401-952-3388 to put your reservation in. Chicken dinner, supporting Husseini Grove by the Knights of Vartan. And I think that's it for my announcements. Let's go to Maritza.
Zem Ardasanel, Dag Hayeren Lesvin. Mer Mshagwiti Doni Aritov, Vahan Tekeyan. Kez, Hai Lezu, Gesidam Markastani Manaman. Mer Ansialin, Tantzrachi Dstverneru Mech Gardzes, May Meg Baduch, Kupolor Pared in Zigerevan. Vorons meche gekalem uge karem zanonkies. Mrkastanim namanga sidemkes, hailezu. Mer haireni baladen, bardes neren manatsort, talarakertum burag, vortimatsar tareru, yevgemanas misht aruik, hin avishov gensahort. Zarerud mech hovanud gertam chintov mansahman. Armad nerud jugerud vra nayalov hiatzik. Zarmanalov te inchpestum manatsir. Yerp sasti kaminko shurchet pachets udabalets amempan. May meg beduch guineskuin am porch parer daha. Hüter parered zor vorkan hasuntsutsin arevner parered voronk ais pahus shirtantses vra emperner parered vor kimkes godzen yevges popen sirdes hima.
That was the Armenian Radio Hour's Marisa. And that was taped in the 70s at some point. Up next, the Armenian Chorale of Rhode Island. And this is a very popular Armenian folk song. It's Zidzernag. It's very traditional Armenian song. Last song of our Cultural Month programming for today. Let's give a listen.
Yeah.
And his dad always says, Rachatur Gurachanas, Merjaman Agalaratsav Shigal Chun Serin Hamar, Sideso Chun Minchev Harachigagira Giaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Terrain, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. You are listening to us right now live on WARA Attleboro, but you can listen to us any day, anytime on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com, thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian. Again, that's ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. It is a beautiful day outside. Get out, enjoy the day. Happy Sunday.